We shut down. We'll be shut down August 30th through September 6th. And we usually refurbish the whole place. The pool gets cleaned out and scrubbed down and repainted, and we get the floors redone and the group exercise in the gymnasium. And this year we're getting a new floor in the wellness area. So that's exciting. The carpet's coming out. We're going to get a really beautiful rubber floor that'll be state-of-the-art cleanliness and health-wise.
Well, treadmill's got to be looked at, all that other good stuff.
You know, we have a great maintenance team that keeps things up, but it's always nice just once a year to get a good thorough cleaning, put some fresh paint on a few walls, and just make the, you know, spruce up the place. It's always nice to come back, and members appreciate it because it's a clean place.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird because you shut down for a week. You wouldn't think that there'd be much appreciation for that. But when it boils right down to the brass tacks, I mean, if they really want to go exercise, there's day passes available at other places, too. But when they come back, like you said, it's a whole new world.
Well, Nagani's still open.
Yep.
So folks, you know, that are members of NY can just, you know, take a little ride up the road and go to our Nagani facility during that time frame. But we'll be right back open and ready to go. And we still have a couple weeks of summer left with, you know, day camp and kayaking, but the Y is busy.
And let's be honest, it's the week that you clean out your desk finally, isn't it?
Yeah,
thank
it
you.
Is.
Well, you got the responsibility also as an organization for the community with the use that you've got to try to make everything, you know, the gear last as long as it can, and the maintenance helps.
Absolutely right, Walt. And that's important because the equipment, it's very expensive, and to maintain it and to replace it, you know, we replaced all our spin bikes this year, and that's been a huge plus for everyone. And we've got other pieces that have come in, our new Trues and new arc trainers, those types of things. But it just, the maintenance is what makes it last longer, so we can keep our rates affordable too for members.
And so the date again for folks, so they can again, and you got to plan your life. Let's plan ahead. When
Tuesday, August 30th, we will not open that morning. We'll begin draining the pool, and we start moving the weight and all the weight room equipment out. And then we'll reopen the following Tuesday, 6th in the morning at 5 o'clock.
That's got to be weird to drain a pool. I've never been around that process. That's got to be kind of weird in a way.
No, not really. The first year I was there, we did a doggy dip thing, and we haven't done that again.
Good call.
It was a really good call.
It's just a big shop vac, right? No?
No, you have to actually, nice try.
No,
it doesn't quite work that way.
Oh, darn it. Maybe I should just come watch.
Have to siphon it out. No.
Yeah. Dip, don't do that.
We're not doing that again. I think the dogs had a great time that year, but we're not doing it again.
But during the course of the down week, too, it's still a good opportunity to discover what's going on because your fall programs are firing up here, too, almost immediately after this.
That's a great point because we still will be answering phones, taking registration because programs kick off on the 11th and members can register that week that we're shut down and non-members can start registering that Sunday. So we're still going to be around answering the phones 9 to 5 that time. So folks can still call in and get registered for the fall programs. And the fall program brochure and the information will be out to folks this next week. Lots of stuff coming. Lots of exciting new programs.
And hark, I'm sure it's probably online.
It will be. Yes. YMCAMQT.org.
And in case you want to make that phone call, the number is
227-9622. We got that down, guys.
Isn't that something?
It's amazing when you do something for 2 years, this becomes.
That's the setup and the, you know, so there you go.
We're just lobbing softballs and over the fence it goes there. Yeah. So anyway, but the dates of the shutdown, just because somebody heard it and went, oh, okay, they're going to be shutting down. When was that again? So
August 30th through September 6th.